Hello and welcome to Women in the Coaching Arena podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Jo Lott, a business mentor and ICF accredited coach, and I help coaches to build brilliant businesses. I know that when you prepare to enter the arena, there is fear, self-doubt, comparison, anxiety, uncertainty. You can tend to armor up and protect yourself from vulnerability. In this podcast, I'll be sharing honest, not hype, practical and emotional tools to support you to make the difference that you're here for. Dare greatly, you belong in this arena. Hello, welcome to the 57th episode of Women in the Coaching Arena. I am so glad you are here. I have thought long and hard about what to record for you today, because I think there is so much how-to content out there and there is so much noise that I'm really hesitant to add to that. But I do want to help. So what I thought I would do today is bring some how-to content into a more holistic approach so you build something really solid. So this is my profitable niche and offer pyramid. So I would love you to think of a pyramid, and we're going to start from the bottom, and there are four layers to this pyramid. Our first step on the bottom of our pyramid is a front door focus on a simple A to B transformation. So this is your I help statement. So I help coaches to get clients with honesty, not hype. That is my I help statement. Yours might be something like, I help mums who are stuck in a rut get into a job that they love. Maybe it's, I help leaders who struggle to speak up in meetings, communicate clearly and concisely so that they get their next promotion. I often talk here about the front door, back door framework. So if you're thinking about your I help statement, really think about whether you are focusing on the front door needs, which is something that they are actively looking for, that they know that they want. So that might be, for example, to get a new job. And what we can end up doing as coaches, because we know that there is so much more to getting that job, is focusing on the back door, which is knowing their values, elevating their mindset, improving their confidence, knowing their strengths. And yes, we do need to talk about that stuff, but we always need to lead with the front door, which is the thing that they really, really want. And I often talk about when I first qualified as a coach and my friend was applying for jobs well beneath her pay grade because she'd lost a lot of confidence in having children and taking that step back. And so I was wanting so eagerly to use my new coaching skills and saying, come for coaching. It will really help open your mind and we'll work on your confidence and we'll do all this amazing stuff. And she said to me, that's really nice, but I haven't got time right now. I need to get a job. And what I could have done is said, come work with me. I will help you to get that next job that you want. And then in that first session, no doubt she would have said, well, the big problem really is that I feel like I can't apply for that one. And then we could have had the real backdoor discussion that we needed to have about why she wasn't applying for the jobs that she was more than capable of. But to encourage her to want to move forward on that problem, I needed to focus on her desire, where her current awareness was, which was focusing on that goal of getting a job. So our core concept for the bottom of our pyramid is focus on the front door. So think about your particular client's front door desire. What do they say? I just need to fill in the blank. No one just needs to know their strengths. No one just needs to know their values. They are nice to have in the eyes of our clients. Yes, we know as coaches that they are all very important, but in the eyes of the average person trying to get by until next Tuesday, they are not on the to-do list. So really think about what is that front door focus that you need to think about for your ideal clients. So we're moving up our pyramid now. So we are on level 2 of our pyramid, which is it a bleeding neck problem? So for your ideal client, is this a bleeding neck issue? So John Mendoza, I think he's called, is the first person who I've heard say this bleeding neck issue. But I think it's a really great analogy for, is this an urgent problem that I need to sort out right now? Or is this a sprained ankle where I can just hobble on, which in marketing terms, sadly means never. And in a world where I would love people to prioritize nice to have things, there is nothing you can do if the people you want to help won't prioritize that problem in their life. Yes, if you really go all in, maybe you might be the one in a million who can really frame their problem as essential to sort out. But your life will be really hard if you try and focus on a problem that your ideal client isn't prioritizing in their life. There's a quote from Perry Marshall, which is from the 80-20 sales and marketing book, which says, if you want to make money, your service has to deal with something that involves one or both of the following. One is pain and great inconvenience, loss of money, threat of loss, and or, number two, some craving for pleasure that borders on the irrational. So we buy to move away from pain or move towards pleasure, usually to move away from pain. So what is a painful enough, very specific problem that you could solve for your ideal client? I'm running a program to help people to create an online course and group program. And what I talk about in that program is different options to help people to see that there are various solutions. So for example, do you want to do a flagship course, which is a really long, in-depth program about a big, broad issue? Do you want to do a focused course, which is one tiny part of that problem? So for example, instead of having a leadership course, you could have a course to help people to communicate effectively in team meetings. So that is a really great way of trying to identify actual specific problems that you could solve and sell quite quickly in your marketing. So really do think about how you can break down that big goal into a very specific problem that you can help them to solve. That can often be a way of really focusing on a bleeding neck issue, an actual problem that they are actively aware of and wanting to solve. We're on step 3 of our pyramid now. Firstly, we've had our I help statement at the bottom. Next up was, is it a bleeding neck issue? We are on the 3rd layer of our pyramid now, which is it demonstrated through concrete ideas? So this is when your offer comes in. So just like I talked about there in that last example, you could have a specific offer. It can even be a half day thing where you work on helping someone to communicate effectively in their next team meeting. That's a really easy offer to get out there and start talking about, rather than spending months and months behind the scenes trying to come up with your signature framework. I would really encourage you to spend as little time behind the scenes as possible building these offers that no one will probably ever see, because you will procrastinate, you will go round and round in circles thinking, should there be 5 steps or should there be 4 steps? And it really doesn't matter. What matters is this person is struggling to speak up in their team meeting. What is the quickest, easiest way you can help that person to solve that specific problem? And package it up in a way that helps them to want to take part in what you're doing. So for example, what Joe Wicks did with cooking is he's not selling cooking, he is selling Lean in 15. So 15-minute meals and workouts to keep lean and healthy. So he has taken that big concept of cooking, we can take our big concept of coaching and think about a way of packaging it up so it's exciting. So is it something like 15-minute meeting mastery? I've just made that up off the top of my head, so I'm sure you can do a better job. But hopefully you see my point in that we want to package it up so it's exciting and so that person wants to do something about it. Another example is the book, The First 90 Days, where they have focused on the first 90 days in a new role. They understand what that's focusing on enough to buy it. 90-day boot camp is another example where we can visualize where we want to be by summer. So we think, yes, I do want a 90-day boot camp. They're not branding it as fitness, like no one wants fitness, but what we do want is the vision that by summer we are going to have an amazing body, and 90-day boot camp really encapsulates that. So how can you encapsulate your offer into something that's exciting and appealing for people? So we're at the top of our pyramid. You have made it. So step four, the top of our pyramid, is your point of view. So start sharing your thoughts, your opinions, your why, your vision, your school of thought, your desired impact, your story, your beliefs, anything that makes you different, because that is something that is your edge and no one else in this industry can copy, and why people will want to work with you. So do really pin down what is your point of view in relation to your niche. Why is this so important to you, and how can you start weaving that into your message? So you have made it. We built our four-step profitable niche and offer pyramid. So to recap, the first step at the bottom of our pyramid was focusing on a front door transformation. Next up was, is it a bleeding neck problem to solve? Our third layer of our pyramid is it demonstrated through concrete ideas? And the top of our pyramid is your point of view. How can you weave your point of view into your message so you stand out and create your own niche of one? So I hope that was helpful in helping you to layer your business with an even greater edge. So think of it like a diamond with loads and loads of edges. And what I encourage my clients to do is keep finding your edge again and again and again. And that is really what it requires to build an amazing business. It isn't enough to just hire someone to do DMs for you or put Facebook ads out. It's about really having a solid business and being committed to build that business and continue to find your edge in this industry. So I hope you had a wonderful Easter holidays, or if you are still on holiday, that you are having a great time. And like I say at the end of every episode, trust yourself, believe in yourself, and be the wise gardener who keeps on watering the seed. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Women in the Coaching Arena. I have a mass of free resources on my website, joannalottcoaching.com. That's Joanna with an A and Lott with two T's, joannalottcoaching.com. And I'll also put links in the show notes below. Let me know if you found this episode useful, share it with a friend and leave me a review, and I will personally thank you for that. Remember to trust yourself, believe in yourself, and be the wise gardener who keeps on watering the seed. Get into the arena, dare greatly, and try.